NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The Pentagon is instituting a state of heightened military readiness because of the growing threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. 8,500 U.S.-based troops have been put on standby. Spokesman John Kirby said the NATO alliance, including the U.S., can rapidly deploy forces if NATO interests are jeopardized. The White House is leaving it up to specific school districts to decide on mask mandates, but recommends listening to public health officials. Press Secretary Jen Psaki fielded questions on several Virginia school districts that are suing the Commonwealth following the new Republican governor's action on lifting mask mandates.
What we're advising school districts on is to abide by public health guidelines, and it's about keeping an entire community safe, and those are the decisions that are being that people should focus on making.
Three Baltimore firefighters are dead after a burning row house collapsed. Fire crews responded to the vacant row home around 6 a.m. One firefighter was immediately rescued and rushed to a hospital. Mayor Brandon M. Scott said the pain and loss suffered from the fire is indescribable. Jurors in the trial of the Florida school shooter will have access to his Instagram photos. Rick Hoschel reports.
Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to 17 murders and 17 attempted murders at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in February 2018. A judge denied defense motions to suppress evidence obtained from a search warrant issued for Cruz's social media accounts. A jury will decide whether he's executed or receives a life sentence without parole. The sentencing phase of his trial set to begin February 21st. I'm Rick Hoschel.
More senators are joining the discussion regarding election certification. Politico reports a bipartisan Zoom meeting was held on Monday by Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins regarding the Electoral Count Act. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.